Well, Brazilian football and Real Madrid forward Vinicius Jr. is making a lot of the front pages today. It comes after he was the victim of racial taunts during a match on Sunday, and that has, of course, sparked anger back in Brazil as well. Our press reviewer, Diptyka Laurent, is here to take us through the reactions.
Well, Aaron, lots of striking front pages today. Let's show you Mundo Deportivo, the Spanish sports paper, on its front page, which says, enough is enough. That's enough. This obviously coming after Vinicius Jr. was the victim of those racial taunts on Sunday during a La Liga match. Real Madrid has now filed a complaint and an investigation is open for alleged hate crimes in Valencia. Another paper, Marca, another sports paper, says on its front page that it's not just enough not to be racist. We must also be anti-racist, the paper says, in a very sober front page today here in a black and white, with a black and white background, calling Sunday's racism a shameful episode that is just one of many of racist episodes affecting many players, many football players. The paper also calling for serious and punitive measures against the perpetrators. You'll find similar outrage also from the Brazilian press today. This is from Correio, this is from a local paper based in the capital, Brasilia, which presents Vinicius as a sort of black militant figure, applauding the fact that at 22, the young player has attained a new dimension by personally implicating himself in the fight against racism and really in the process mobilizing the whole world against this crime, the paper says. Another local paper in Brazil, meanwhile, looking more at the diplomatic ramifications of these racist events, President Lula personally condemned the racial abuse against Vinicius Jr., saying, I quote, they called him a monkey and it's just not acceptable in the 21st century to have such strong racial prejudice across so many football stadiums.
It's perhaps worth mentioning to viewers then that Spanish police have also now just detained four people in connection to the mannequin that was supposed to be Vinicius hanged on a bridge. Well, with that then, Dipti, we'll change gears and head to Nigeria, which has inaugurated the African continent's biggest oil refinery.
That's right. It is on the front page of the Daily Trust today, the Dangote refinery, a game changer. That's the words of the outgoing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari. The website, The Conversation, explains that this is this refinery is Africa's largest refinery, producing 650,000 barrels a day. It's also being hailed as sort of an African project for African people, hoping it will address Nigeria's energetic needs in the sense that it currently has to import 80% of refined petroleum products. The refinery itself will also be the epicenter of job creation, with about 40,000 jobs across mining, construction, engineering. But this website, The Conversation, says there is also the obvious downside to this project, that Nigeria will be inevitably aggravating its carbon footprint. This coming just 2 years after President Buhari committed to reducing to net zero emissions by 2060. Aaron.
We'll change gears again now and talk about artificial intelligence being blamed for a false report of an explosion at the Pentagon in the U.S., which caused brief panic on the markets.
Yeah, NPR is bringing this story. These fake images circulated on Twitter showing black smoke coming out of the Pentagon and were posted from accounts purporting to depict the Pentagon. Some of these accounts that spread the hoax carried blue checks, which, of course, under Elon Musk have become a paying feature, but not necessarily one of authenticity, which is why that one of the accounts was actually from a fake Bloomberg account. Other Twitter users showed similar images from the White House. As separate incidents, they didn't really garner a lot of attention, but as NPR says, once again, it shows the example of potential for misuse of artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence technology, and its thus far lack of regulation, Aaron.
All right, finally from you then, Dipti, we've got a happy ending, at least for one woman who lost her engagement ring 13 years ago.
Well, it is, anyone's nightmare, really, accidentally flushing your engagement ring, a precious ring, down the toilet. This is exactly what happened to this Minnesota woman 13 years ago. It was a diamond ring that had been gifted to her by her husband for their 33rd wedding anniversary, and she had accidentally flushed it down the toilet. Their valiant attempts to retrieve the ring failed, and her husband runs a drain cleaning business, so he knows a thing or two about retrieving lost articles from sewers. But 2 months ago, wastewater workers were fixing a broken machine when they came across some muck, and in the muck was her very diamond ring. They put out a call for the seeking its owner on social media. The woman's daughter spotted the post, and long story short, she was reunited with this precious ring 13 years after she accidentally flushed it down the toilet, Aaron.
So that theoretically means there were 13 years of muck also that had that had built up on that ring. I imagine she'll give it a deep clean before putting it on her finger again. Deepthika Laurent, thank you very much.